Hello and welcome back to Blacker Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We're back to discuss a movie review, the 2023 American Western drama entitled Surrounded, directed by Anthony Mandler, written by Andrew Pagana and Justin Thomas, produced by Jason Michael Berman, Aaron Gilbert, Derek Eager, once again, Anthony Mandler, Ade Odesina, and Letitia Wright, who also stars as Mo Washington. Jamie Bell continues to fill out the cast list as Tommy Walsh, Michael K. Williams as Will Clay, Jeffrey Donovan as Wheeler, Kevin Wiggins as Curly, Brett Gelman as Mr. Fields, Luce Rains as Goldie, Andrew Pagana as Andy, and Augusta Allen Jones as Mrs. Borders. Our plot revolves around 5 years after the Civil War, freed woman and former Buffalo soldier Moses Mo Washington travels west to lay claim to a gold mine, disguised as a man after her stagecoach is ambushed by a group of murderous thieves. Mo is forced to hold legendary outlaw Tommy Walsh captive while the remaining surviving passengers seek out help. The movie was released April 2nd of 2023 at the Sun Valley Film Festival and in the United States June 20th of 2023. Cinematography by Max Goldman, edited by Ron Patan, music by Robin Hannibal, with a running time of 102 minutes. So this movie wasn't particularly great, but it wasn't awful. Letitia Wright's performance warrants at least a watch, because I think she did an outstanding job of conveying the physicality and the vulnerability of her character and the vastness of what is the Wild West. She has a deed that she has, a gold mine that she has invested in, having spent most of her life masquerading as a man, signing up for the army, making the appropriate amount of money. And now she's finally able to get this promised American dream, I say in quotation marks. But in this case, it does feel as if it is somewhat, even if it is under subterfuge and through enormous racism, she's managed to find something that's just hers. However, Tommy Walsh interferes in that plan by having buried his treasure or his loot from a recent bank robbery close by, and they decided to rob this particular carriage. Where the movie falls apart for me is the interactions between Tommy and Mo Washington. I was missing the connective tissue a little bit, because it turns out after a shootout, he is one of the most wanted criminals. There's a large bounty on his head. And unexpectedly, they get the upper hand, the stagecoachman, who dies, at least giving Mo a weapon, who they think is a boy. But Tommy is the only one that, once the stagecoach is held up, realizes that she is a woman, because he's able to actually look at her, whereas everyone else doesn't. And I thought that was a smooth touch. I thought the shootout was sufficiently terrifying and nerve-wracking, as she's open, exposed, doesn't know where the shots are coming from, doesn't know if they're coming from friend or foe, and eventually it leads to a tree where she ends up taking the wounded guy that sold her the ticket there, and he dies. And it turns out that the other characters had managed to capture Tommy, and they need to go get the sheriff. And it's Mo that is tasked with the job of guarding the prisoner, because they figure, as a black person putting this prisoner in their care and they fail at their duty, will lead to them being noosed, being hung and held accountable, even though I'm just a passenger on this stagecoach. And she can't reveal her actual sex, because that certainly would not have helped her in the situation. Nor do I think she would even consider it, as I understand through the evolution of understanding her character, is that the persona of who she is, the Buffalo Soldier, is now cemented, and she will never, or she believes she will never be able to regress back to being a woman where death isn't the only thing in which surrounds her. All of that was really well done. And then we had the moment where, again, Tommy Walsh's character kind of got lost, because he tries to taunt her, he tries to blackmail her, but at the onset, when she's pulling the dead people to make it look as if there's more people than, if someone was looking from afar, than just herself, he tells her, why don't you dig up that grave and use up the body there to add to the collection? And that, we know, is where he hid the money. Of course, we know he ends up on his dying breath letting her know where the money is, because of the intimacy that gets created between them due to the fact that he is the only one that knows her secret, and she's able to finally let down her guard, even attend to her own wounds because of that. He, of course, wants to get away. He tries to insult her until she comes over and proves that she is, in fact, a soldier. He reveals he was a Union soldier. He had an Indian wife, which is a Native American wife. Something to her shock, like, that's so out of consideration that that's something that genuinely they can connect to, of being people that are discriminated against because of who and whom they love. And he lost his family due to the world and its racism, and has decided that he's going to turn to becoming an outlaw as a way to get back at the world. But that's never really the case, right? As we see, most of the people around him are only around him for his expertise at robbing banks. If he doesn't provide, then he is no one. And thus, there's no altruistic goal. You just want to be you're on a destructive path because that's all you have left. Whereas we see that Moses is a woman of God and believes that whatever her struggles are, the path is the path that she walks, and she will do that the best as she can with as much dignity in her heart as she can. Because even when she goes and takes him to find her deed and she ends up breaking down and crying, that was another really odd moment, because one second ago, he's cursing at her and saying really out-of-pocket things. He tries to, after this point, make a deal with her, but ends up lying to her about how much money that he actually stole, which means that she can't trust him. And just seconds before this whole interaction happened, you had a Native American take him hostage. That's how she was able to ask, how do you know the native tongue? She also spoke the language. I love that she did not reveal that until it was time to make a decision. I did like that little bit of action showing her as a badass as she turned around and took that dude out. Because she's like, look, I ain't gonna start no shit. But if you do, I will defend myself. And the other person ends up letting her bounty go. But you just ran away, sir. Now that she's breaking down and crying, why wouldn't you continue to run away? Because there was no real connection between that point. Other than, oh, I guess she's crying? No, because then you wouldn't have tried to, oh, let me split the money with you and deceive her later. And it was all a ruse to try to get, because he knew his people were going to come. And he knew his people were not going to allow that treasure to be split any more ways than it already was. So there was an inconsistency with Tommy Walsh. Then there's the bounty hunter that shows up. I thought that scene was overly long. I did not need it to be that long. I know the actor was great using her, because he doesn't know she's a female, but using their racial identity to try to get her on his side. So even her own race is betraying her. Those types of things are great because she feels like she's a woman alone and can only rely on herself. And now she's even had to take on the role of a man and defend herself in the role of a man because there's absolutely no one in this world that really has her back in the way in which one would feel. And that's a feeling I think a lot of Black women can relate to, which is supposed to make us feel a lot more justified and excited at the end when she ends up taking out all of his boys. But then I got confused once again when one of the guys, when he's like, she's gonna kill you, she's gonna kill you. And Tommy Walsh shoots one of his own people, then goes and finds her after she shoots all of them, because he seemed to think that that was where it was going to go, and forces them into this standoff that he knew damn well that he wasn't going to win, and says, oh shit, because she didn't think, or she's the one that brought up, you haven't even asked me my name, and he's the one like, oh shit, I haven't, even though we've shared a lot of things together. And I do think that their intimacy was real. I just didn't buy into it on the side of Tommy because of his very, I don't know, it was a mediocre performance for me. And because Letitia Wright was giving it all, his just felt lackluster in comparison. But she shoots him because it's not a fair world. He said, we gonna shoot at the count of three. And as he's bleeding out, she's like, I'm going to tell you my name. It's Mo Washington. That didn't really, really hit that much home for me as much as I thought it could. And I'm glad she killed him. I'm glad it did not. That is the part that I did like. That there was no, oh, just because we shared an intimate moment doesn't mean that we are somehow now on the same side. And then in the end, he does give her the money so that she can have a future, even though I can't help but think that money back in the day, that shit used to be, oh no, they used to, I don't know what kind of money it is actually. I don't know if it's coins or if it's paper dollar bills, so I'm just gonna stop right there. Then the end scene with when he showed back up. And she's sitting there like, oh, I was knocked out and I don't know what happened. They must have killed each other. And he's all like, yeah, Wheeler, we'll definitely accept that. And the other guys are like, you're hiding something. That felt overkill and unnecessary. It felt like Wheeler knew that she was a female as well, because when she gave up the gun, he made sure she had it because she was away from the camp for the night. He said, just return it in the morning. So I do think that he was aware of the fact that she was a woman and that he had an indication she can handle herself. The funniest part of this movie was Mrs. Borders, because she was the absolute worst, and her death was due to her continued stubbornness, and I cackled.
We're hot. Guess what? You're not.
You are dead, dead, dead.
The cinematography was really good as far as a Western type of movie goes. It was a very concise story, so I do appreciate that. My scorecard is a 7.6 out of 10. Critical response on Rotten Tomatoes, 88% out of 26 critics reviews are positive, with an average rating of 7 out of 10. Metacritic, which uses a weighted average, assigned the film a score out of 57 out of 100 based on 7 critics indicating mixed or average reviews. So I think we're all on the same page. If you have any feedback you'd like to send, bakagotcha@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment below. Definitely check my social media, which will be below as well, to see which movie we are reviewing next. Until next time, peace, hair grease, and blacker magic.